The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
If you want your family to succeed, whether two-parented, single-parented, blended, step-parented, foster, adopted, etc., even grandparented homes, grandparents that are now taking care of families. Regardless of the makeup of your family, if you truly are committed to your household, the foundation on which you must commit to and build upon is you must put God first in your family. You got to put God first in what you teach your children. You have to put God first in how you live your life. And there's a passage of scripture that's found in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm going to ask that you stand to your feet. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, starting with the 4th verse through the 13th verse. This morning, today I've chose the Message translation. It says, "Attention, Israel, God our God, God the one and only. Love God your God with your whole heart. Love him with all that's in you. Love him with all you've got. Write these commandments that I've given you today on your hearts. Give them inside of you. Get them inside of you, and then get them inside your children. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home or walking in the street. Talk about them from the time you get up in the morning to when you fall into bed at night. Tie them on your hands and foreheads as a reminder. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your homes and on your city gates. When God, your God, ushers you into the land he promised through your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, you're going to walk into large, bustling cities you didn't build, well-furnished homes you didn't buy, come upon wells you didn't dig, vineyards and olive orchards you didn't plant. When you take it all in and settle down pleased and content, make sure you don't forget how you got there. God brought you out of slavery in Egypt. Deeply respect God, your God. Serve and worship him exclusively. Back up your promises with his name only." You may be seated in the presence of our God. As I prayed about, as I prepared for today's service, thinking about the theme, as for me and my house, that we'll serve the Lord, and I thought about this message, I looked up every reference I could find that used the words commit or committed or commitment. And Sister Miller, I was surprised, not at what I found, I was surprised at what I didn't find. Cross-reference and word searched, again, commit, committed, commitment. And what I was surprised at what I didn't find, check me out on this, but I never found the Bible teaching that we should put our family first. Amen. That's a family theme, but the Bible never teaches that we should put our family first. I'm going to fix it in a minute. In fact, Jesus himself taught us in Matthew 10:37, he says, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." So now, wait a minute, Lampkin, I thought about that. That's going to mess with somebody's doctrine when I say what I say. That's going to mess with somebody who's thinking, wait a minute, I thought church would be a good place to raise my children. Thought the church would be a good place to strengthen my family. I thought the church might even be a place to go to church to have a stronger marriage, even find my spouse. Come on, somebody. Well, yes, all of that is true, and all of that is possible. But not if your commitment first is coming to church just to find a spouse. Come on, somebody. Not if only you come into church because it's a nice place to bring your family. Amen. This ain't a place just for an outing or a family vacation. Amen. You will have the kind of family that you want, but only if your commitment is to God first. In fact, you and I have a promise to that effect. It's found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. So why would that be? How does all of this work? Well, here it is. If you're taking notes, I believe it's up there. God knows that who I'm committed to will determine who sets the rules. Teach, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Teach, Holy Ghost. God knows that who I'm committed to will determine who sets the rules. So sometimes in an effort, think about this now, sometimes in an effort to try and show our commitment, say to your family, you might find yourself in a situation or a predicament when if they're not happy, you might compromise to appease them and maybe not obey God. But when you put God first, then your family will benefit because then God sets the rules on how you should treat, watch this, your family. That's why when we're commanded to honor our mother and our father, that's not just a nice thing to do. You can do that because you have put God first and you want to obey him. Doesn't matter when you want to throw that thing. You ain't my daddy. He is today. She's your mama today. Amen. Respecting one another. Because see, you got to understand, if you let the wrong folks set the rules for you, you might do some things that go contrary to God. But when you, if you are totally committed to God, then you understand that once you become a Christian, guess what? You sign your entire life over to him. That means you don't own anything. Wait a minute. You don't own your own home, that car you drive, the clothes on your back, even the food that you ate. Listen, you got some stuff you didn't earn. Amen. And listen, you don't own your wife, your husband, your boo, or your bae. Come on, somebody. You don't even own your children. Because, wait a minute, they all belong to the Lord. Amen. They all belong to him. We're just stewards. Amen. And God tells us that he thus holds, watch this, us accountable for the things that are now his. So now what happens? Instead of you trying to put family first, if you put God first, you don't have to worry about the fact about whether you're going to do the right thing or not. You don't need nobody to try to coerce you. You don't need to make deals with folk. You don't need to compromise. You do what you do because God said, I'm holding you accountable for what belongs to me. Amen. He's going to hold us accountable for how we treat, love, care for, take care of, whatever, or should I say, whoever belongs to me. Do me a favor, repeat after me. Say, they are his, not mine. Amen. Amen. They are his and not mine. So if we believe that God can act in our lives, if we're convinced that God has done some great things in our lives, if we're committed to putting God as a central force in our lives, then our spouses, significant others, kids, grandkids, relatives, etc., will pick that up. They'll learn to trust in our Heavenly Father because they've seen that we have learned to trust in our Father. So I get ready to close. The story is told of a stuntman who years ago pulled a tightrope across Niagara Falls. He had announced that he was going to walk both ways, and a large crowd had gathered there for the event. He started across the water on a tightrope, and he made it to the other side, and the crowd applauded. They cheered. Then he started to walk back, and he made it again, and everybody applauded. Watch this. People who said it couldn't be done suddenly became believers. Then he took a wheelbarrow, and he walked the wheelbarrow across. By this time, everyone was a believer. Well, some had even been scoffers before, and now believed. Then he asked, he says, "Now, before I take the wheelbarrow back once more, I'm going to ask for a volunteer. I want to know who will ride in the wheelbarrow." Those who were applauding at first stopped clapping. They started to draw back. But there was one young child who came forward, and she climbed into the wheelbarrow. And he made his way actually back and forth across the Niagara Falls with this young girl in the wheelbarrow. And you know how folk do in the crowd. Somebody said, "How can she be so trusting of this man?" But it took somebody else in the crowd to respond, "Oh, didn't you know? That's her father." So what's the moral of the story? This is why we had to do generationally. She believed it could be done because she believed in her father. So likewise, our children, our family should know how much we're willing to trust God because he is our father. And that's what you've been showing, not just on today, but all of 2017, down through the years, and the Lord willing, that's what we're going to show in 2018. And that's what we've shown in our family praise, witness, testimony, our worship, and our prayer. To God be the glory, and to God be the praise for the things that he's done. But remember, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children, whomever it is that God has given you to care for, they don't belong to you. They belong to him. They belong to God. So be careful how you treat what's precious to God. The doors of the church are open. Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. My job today was not to, there was so many great messages that were brought out today that you all had no, I had no idea. I had no idea who would come and testify.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.